the week, I caught up with Clive Whitcomb. He's from the U2 Experience, and they are gracing Alexander's Live with their presence next Saturday, the 1st of April. Lovely to have you back on the show.
Rose, good to be talking to you again.
So, the last time you were on, you very kindly sent me one of your t-shirts in the post, and I am sporting it as we speak. I actually am, by the way. I never promised you the other day, but I've stuck to my word, and I'm sporting your t-shirt. It looks great.
Brilliant. Thank you.
So, firstly, what have you been up to since we last spoke? Because I know you've been very busy, haven't you?
Yeah, well, we've been playing really up and down the country.
Brilliant.
We've played in Kent, we've played in the Lake District, around the Midlands. It's been a blast, really, and it's gone really well. And everyone's been really kind to us, and had some awesome audiences.
Excellent.
And venues as well. Yeah.
And you have a very busy rest of 2023 ahead and beyond as well, don't you? Tell us about what you've got in store for the rest of 2023.
Wow, it's. we're all over the place, Rose. I'm after Chester next Saturday. The next thing is Cornwall.
Oh my goodness, can I call?
a couple of dates in the Midlands, 3 dates in the Midlands, then we're up to Rochdale.
Oh, real.
Down to Bristol, then we're back in Birmingham, then we're up to the North East Coast. Devon, Worcester.
Wow.
Nottingham, then we're back to Devon.
Oh my
goodness. Birmingham, a couple of dates in the Midlands, Coventry, and then Harrogate towards the end of the year. So yeah, it's pretty busy.
Pretty busy to say the least.
We've done this year already. We've done Cardiff, our first gig in Brighton.
Oh my goodness.
We were up in Yorkshire, then Birmingham, Coventry, and last Friday we did St Patrick's Day in London.
Oh, brilliant.
Which was amazing. So,
Yeah. Well, I think it's fair to say you're in demand and that you're living the dream as well.
Well, yeah, it's fantastic. And you know, Ruth, the thing is now that we're, it's sort of switching towards venues coming to us rather than the other way around.
Exactly.
So we could get a nice balance of return gigs and people approaching us from you know, which is great.
Brilliant.
Which is we're going to places we perhaps wouldn't have thought of. So
yeah,
it's great. It's great fun and living the dream.
Exactly that. And you're returning to Alexander's Live next Saturday, the 1st of April, as you said. Are you looking forward to it? And what have you got up your sleeves for the gig?
Well, we had a fantastic gig there end of August last year.
Yeah.
Great venue, great staff, sound engineer, brilliant, and the audience, of course, is what makes the gig, and they're fantastic. Really looking forward to going back.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Chester welcomes you once again next week. So tell us just briefly about the band. Who do you share the stage with?
Okay, so great bunch of guys.
Yep.
Chris is Bono.
Yeah.
Chris put the band together, and he runs his own studios in Coventry. That's where we're based. And he's the technical genius. He's put together in particular the guitar rig, which gives us the edgy sound, which is the definitive sound of U2.
Yeah.
We get people coming up and filming it and photographing it.
Amazing.
Trying to work out where the wires are going, and it's a closely guarded secret, like a secret recipe.
Love it.
He's a great guy, great singer.
Yeah.
But he's a technical wizard.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's John, the guitarist, and he's absolutely awesome. He's the one that, you can have all the sort of technical kit in the world, but you've got to be able to make it work as well.
Yeah.
He's an awesome guitarist, another great guy. We have a new drummer.
Brilliant.
Mark, who we'd like to say thank you to, had to leave us due to work commitments, and we now have John, with a J-O-N rather than with an H.
Mm-hmm.
And he took up the drums because of U2.
Oh, wow.
So he's got U2 sort of ripped through him. Great bloke, great drummer.
Yeah.
And he walked into the studio, and we thought Larry Mullen just walked in because he's a bit of a Larry lookalike.
I
as
love
well,
it. So. I love that.
Perfect. Yeah, all great guys, great musicians. Yeah. It's a joy to play with them.
And obviously yourself as well. Don't forget yourself. Tell us a little bit about this amazing review. I know you have a lot of amazing reviews, but you've got one in particular that you'd like to share, haven't you?
Well, this guy called Brian, who works for the Reviews Hub, and he came along to the gig at Alexander's in Chester.
Yeah.
I'd say to anybody, please look it up.
Yeah.
The Reviews Hub, the U2 Experience. but it starts very complimentary all the way through. But he said that we rattled the brickwork, shook the timbers, and threatened to blow the roof off.
I love that.
I'm very pleased to say the roof's still up.
It's still
up. So if anybody wants to come to Alexander's on Saturday, they will be dry. and it means we can go back there. We won't charge for any damage.
But you will be raising the roof again.
Well, we have so.
Blowing the roof off.
Yeah,
so lastly, Clive, where can you be found online as a teaser to your gig next Saturday?
Okay, so the website's www.theu2experience.co.uk.
Yeah.
And we're on Facebook. You have a YouTube channel where we're approaching 50,000 views.
Oh, wow, brilliant.
Those are the where you find us. Don't do .com because you get the sort of pale American imitation. We don't want.
You are easy to find. It's YouTube experience, isn't it? Well, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you as always, Clive. All the very best for your gig at Alexander's Live next Saturday, and
thank
for the rest of the year and beyond as well.
And thank you for the wearing the T-shirt, and hopefully you can come along on Saturday too.
That would be amazing. Yeah, thanks, Clive.
And a thank you to everyone who's been to see us. The audiences have been absolutely amazing.
Brilliant. Thanks, Clive. Thank you. All the best.
Cheers, Ruth.
Thank you.
Take care, Andrew.
Bye
bye. Bye bye.
That was the lovely Clive Whitcomb there from the U2 Experience, who are playing down at Alexander's Live next Saturday, the 1st of April, and as requested by Clive, here is One by U2.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You say one love, one life, when it's one need. One.
very tired of that song. Love it. One by U2, and that was a little teaser for you as to what you can expect down at Alexander's Live next Saturday, the 1st of April, from the Next Best Thing, the U2 Experience. To book your tickets for that gig, all you've got to do is head over to alexanderslive.com. Here's another teaser for you. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. U2. Haven't found what I'm looking for. You two and